When you have an awareness and a desire to always do your best, agreement number four, you will find that you were doing these things like making assumptions and taking things personally and being impeccable, having the thoughts that are negative less often. And you will find that you are forgiving and accepting yourself more often, which is always going to impact how you show up as a parent and how you parent, right? Take work. It takes practice. It takes intention to be impeccable with your word, to not make assumptions, and to not take things personally. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of practice. But again, don't expect perfection. We are all human beings with normal human emotions. Stuff is going to get in the way. So you're not always going to be impeccable with your word or your thoughts. Thoughts are made up of words. We're not always going to hold our thoughts to the highest standard.
Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee. Being a teenager is hard. Being a parent of a teenager can be even harder. Each episode, we deliver tips, tools, tricks, and stories to help you feel empowered, confident, and energized as the parent of a teenager. Teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way. Now, here's your host, Renee Sinning. Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years. Renee is well-versed in everything teen. Now, without any further ado, here's Renee.
Hey parents, welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. This is actually a special episode because it's number 50. A few of the last podcasts I've been recording, have been about this book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And so this episode, we finish up this series with agreement four of four, which is always do your best. So I think as parents, this is something we are continually striving for, right? To be the best parent that we can be. The problem is we often second guess ourselves by the times our teenagers get to the tween or teen years. We start questioning things. And especially when our sweet, lovely, adorable teens might say things like, you're the worst parent ever, or I'm never going to be like you when I get older, and everyone else gets to do A, B, and C but me. So we hear these things, our kids give us attitude and eye rolls and all of that, and we can start questioning how we are as a parent. Are we doing our best? Should we be doing more? On the other hand, you might have a kiddo who makes poor choices. We had that with our son when he was a teenager. He hung out with the wrong crowd. He got into drugs. He had a bad attitude. He lied. Like, it was bad. He made some really, really bad choices. And a lot of times when this happens for some parents, this is enough for you to start questioning yourself as a parent, thinking that you're not doing enough or that you should be doing better. And it can really dig into your own confidence as a parent. And so on this episode, we're going to talk about, again, agreement four, always do your best. But here's the deal. And this is something really important to keep in mind. Always doing your best, number one, is related to the actions of the first three agreements that I talked about in previous episodes, not making assumptions, not taking things personally, and also being impeccable with your word, which is also your thoughts. But if you think about it, always doing our best, it changes. It changes from day to day. It changes from moment to moment. After all, it's a lot easier to do your best when things are going well, right? First thing in the morning, it's a lot easier to give your best and give your most. Or when you're on vacation, when things are peaceful at home, it's much easier to do our best in those moments. It's a lot harder to do your best when life is more chaotic, when you have stuff going on personally, when your teenager is making poor choices, when things are tense at home. So depending on how you feel from moment to moment, it's going to impact your ability to always do your best. But nonetheless, if you think about it, regardless of what that looks like, that's all we really can ever ask of ourselves, right? And our teenagers, that in every moment, we're doing the best we can in that moment. And here's why it's so important. Number one, when we try to do more than the best we have to give, it's exhausting. It can be extremely frustrating. And then what you accomplish is never going to be enough. Whether you're a parent or a teenager, giving more than what you've got to give is never going to be enough. Likewise, when you do less than the best you have to give in any given moment, self-judgment comes into play. Often criticism comes into play, whether consciously or subconsciously. You might feel guilty. You might have regrets. None of these things feel good, right? So giving more than we have to give and giving less than we have to give, doing more than our best or trying to do less than our best, it's just going to cause us angst. But if you always strive to just do the best that you can in any given moment, then there is no room for self-judgment because you're doing the best you can and you're accepting that. Doing the best that you can do does not mean perfection, not at all. Perfection is way overrated. We are imperfect beings. And it's also not about the quality. It's not always about the results. It's about doing your best in that moment. So teenagers who are perfectionists and are always striving for the A, well, maybe the day they took the test that isn't going to impact that grade, they had other stuff going on. Maybe they lost a friend, or maybe their boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with them. Maybe they had an argument with their parents. So what we want to strive for is just doing the best you can in the moment. The action of knowing that you are doing your best in a given moment is what's going to result in more joy, more productivity, less judgment and criticism, and more self-acceptance. Knowing that you're doing the best you can in a moment allows you to let go of the need for perfection and tap into forgiveness, both of yourself and of others, your teenagers. Maybe they're doing the best they can in the given moment. One of the things they say in the book that I really love is that most people only take actions because they expect a reward. But doing your best means you're taking action regardless of the reward. It's just the best you've got to give in that moment. And if you do that, that's always going to be something to be proud of because you've done the best you could in that moment. So there's no room for self-judgment or blame. It gives us an opportunity to learn from mistakes or so-called failures, which I don't even think are failures. Failure, fail, F-A-I-L, stands for find and achieve important lessons. When we learn from our failures, are they really failures? Now, here's a tip from the book also. The tip is that the first three agreements only work if you are always striving to do your best. So it does take work. It takes practice. It takes intention to be impeccable with your word, to not make assumptions, and to not take things personally. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of practice. But again, don't expect perfection. We are all human beings with normal human emotions. Stuff is going to get in the way. So you're not always going to be impeccable with your word or your thoughts. Thoughts are made up of words. We're not always going to hold our thoughts to the highest standard. From time to time, you're probably going to still make assumptions, right? Or you're going to take things personally. But when you have an awareness and a desire to always do your best, agreement number four, you will find that you were doing these things like making assumptions and taking things personally and being impeccable, having the thoughts that are negative less often. And you will find that you are forgiving and accepting yourself more often, which is always going to impact how you show up as a parent and how you parent, right? How you show up in your life and in your relationships, a lot of that has to do with how you feel about yourself and how you're showing up personally. So whether as a parent or as a person, these four agreements, there's a reason why this is written, this was written as a practical guide to personal freedom. And that's what's so awesome about them, because they work for everyone. They work for parents and they work for teenagers. They work for everybody. I use this with my teens all the time and they get it, because teenagers often get stuck making assumptions about maybe their friends did something without them. And so they assume they don't like them. But when we're not attached to that, when we're not making those assumptions, it's so much more freeing. As a parent, when your teenager rolls their eyes at you, we assume that they're doing it on purpose and disrespecting you. That might be the case, but it might not be the case, right? They don't have the emotional regulation to always stop themselves in the tracks. So a lot of freedom comes from self-acceptance, from always doing our best. And so these are skills and tools and strategies that I work with my teen clients on all the time, and it's super powerful. So many teenagers suffer from self-criticism, judgment, comparison. They're always making assumptions and taking things personally. And more often than not, when they come to me initially, they are not being impeccable with their word or their thoughts towards themselves or others. And the ramifications of this can be really detrimental to how they show up. Many teenagers have low self-esteem, low self-confidence. They are struggling with self-harm or suicidal thoughts and tendencies. Way too many teenagers have these thoughts on a day-to-day basis. So as a parent of a teen, if you feel like at any time your teenager is struggling, whether socially, emotionally, academically, feeling like they don't have friends or fit in, or if they're doing okay, but you feel like they could benefit from tools and strategies that are going to help them feel really amazing about themselves and tap into their inner awesomeness, give them self-esteem and confidence so that they can go out there and conquer the world, let's chat. So that is the foundation of my coaching business. That's why I've renamed it Teen Esteem Academy. Self-esteem, self-confidence, self-awareness, self-fulfillment, all of that stuff that teenagers need, and that's what's not taught in schools, and what they are getting from the world out there and all of this stuff coming at them, they've got to have tools and strategies to feel good about who they are. So just keep that in mind. And in the meantime, if you're not already part of my free Facebook community, the Empowered Teen Parent Facebook community, I'd love you to hop over there and join. And there, I do give away free things in there from time to time. And again, my name is Renee Sinney. I'm a teen life coach and parent partner. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love a few stars. This is number 50. I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.